Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. This is Meet Your Neighbor, and today I'm joined by Fairfield resident. I was about to say native. Are you a native Fairfieldian?
No.
No. Okay. So, all right. This is Rod Reed, everyone. He was an instructor at FCHS when I was at FCHS, and that's where I first met him. But I never had you as an instructor. The only class that I had you in was study hall, and you made me read a book that was one of my favorites. So we're going to find out all about you, Rod, today. That's what this is all about. Just relax. It'll be okay. I'll try to take care of you. As a host, my job is to make you look good. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. So we will be talking with Rod Reed in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
There's two or three factors, I think, that you could say the number one correlating thing with success is what? One of them is integrity. It's hard to be really successful if you're a dadgum crook. You know what the other one is perseverance. A typical millionaire has a GPA below 3.0 in college. Their ability to persevere, to not be denied, the ability to push through, there's just a high correlation between that and success. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We're back on the Community Connection. This is Meet Your Neighbor, and today I am talking to Rod Reed. So you weren't born in Fairfield. Where were you born?
No, I was born in Effingham.
Effingham, okay.
The old hospital that later burnt down.
Oh, okay. All right. And your mom and dad were who?
Willis and Eileen Reed.
Okay.
We lived in Sicily for all my high school life.
Oh, okay.
Throughout high school.
Okay. So did you go to grade school in Effingham or?
No, I went to grade school in Jordan School, which is on the Reinhard Crossroads, and I went to Bedford School, which is on the highway north of Sicily.
Okay.
And I spent 7 years in elementary schools.
Okay. 7 years.
Yes.
All right. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one sister deceased and a brother living in Mount Gilead, Ohio.
Oh, okay. How did they get out to Ohio?
Right.
Just work or?
Yes, it was work that took him out there. He went out when the oil boom struck in Ohio. He was working for I can't remember who he was working for, but he drove a truck out there and worked in the oil field.
Okay. All right. So what was grade school like for Rod Reed?
Well, I walked a mile and three quarters.
Uphill.
Both ways.
In the snow.
And had a good time.
Okay.
I learned to read. Clella Michaels taught me how to read and took me all the way through Indiana University. So.
Really? Okay. So was she your favorite teacher?
Miss Call was one of my favorite teachers. I had two or three others that influenced me greatly. Margaret Thacker.
Okay.
And LaDonna Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Were just absolutely outstanding teachers.
Okay. In your grade school career, did you have any idea that later on you would be a teacher?
In the back of my mind, I always wanted to teach others.
Oh, okay.
And I've spent 37 and a half years doing that.
Okay.
And I'm still doing it.
And you're still doing it. We'll get to that, and we'll take this chronologically. So, was there anything, how about organized sports? Did you participate in organized sports in grade school?
Not in grade school. We didn't have organized sports back then.
Okay.
They were country schools. I played baseball in high school.
Oh, okay.
And
all right, so in grade school, how many people were in your class?
Three.
Three.
I was valedictorian.
It's quite the achievement. All right. So... three people in a class. So were you combined with other classes or?
There was one teacher, Bertha Barrett, taught at Bedford. After I left Jordan, we partitioned into the Bedford School District. And Bertha taught me 5 through 8th grade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then off to Sisney.
Off to Sisney to high school. Okay. Graduated there in 1955.
Oh, okay. All right. You don't have to say these numbers if you don't want to.
Okay.
But if you're proud of them, that's good. 1955 was your graduating year. What was Sisney High School like back then? Sisney bigger then?
Oh, there were 33 in my graduating class.
Mm-hmm.
7 of us went on to get a master's degree or better, so it was a good class.
The quality of education was great at that time, huh?
Pretty good. Okay. Yeah, LaDonna Martin, Margaret Thacker, Mrs. Simpson taught home economics. Phil Ayers was the driver education teacher. Those are all local people.
Okay. Yeah. So what was your favorite class in high school?
English.
English. You know, that doesn't surprise me. you excelled at English. When you are in high school, did you participate in any sports there besides baseball? How'd you get on the baseball team?
Well,
did they just say, we need another guy?
I played independent baseball. We had a little farm team of our own. And my brother and I and Jim Moore and a ragtag team of young guys just played baseball every Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And so I got interested in baseball, and Phil Ayer said that he could use me. And so I tried out
next
for baseball,
you know,
and I made the team. So.
Made the team. Okay. Is there any, you know, do you have that story where you're
no.
two strikes down and hit
no,
it out of the park?
I have no heroic stories about baseball.
Okay. So did any of your teachers in high school encourage you to become a teacher from there? Did they know that that teaching was something you were thinking about?
No. My Aunt Edna Reed, who taught in the elementary schools for many years, over 40, was probably the greatest influence.
Oh, okay.
In becoming a teacher. She was a teacher in the local elementary schools out in the countries.
Right. And, she was a country school teacher.
Yes.
And so what was it about her that influenced you to become a teacher?
She had all the patience of Job. She was quite capable and had a love for students and for teaching.
Okay. All right. So how did you make it from Sisney High School to college?
My Aunt Edna took me to Carbondale, and I got registered for school in Carbondale.
Right.
And I attended there 4 years. I owe Albert Miller a debt of gratitude I can't repay. He found me a scholarship.
Oh, okay.
And so that helped with the tuition tremendously. And I worked as a student worker in the SIU library and in the student union cafeteria.
Okay.
And got my degree in 59 and started teaching in Flora.
You started teaching in Flora?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I went north to Lake County.
Okay.
And I taught there 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Maybe 7. Can't remember.
So how did you get back here to Fairfield?
Well, I had interrupted my teaching career to go back to Indiana University.
Oh, okay.
I applied there and received my master's degree in 70 and applied for a teaching job in Rochester, Illinois, and I taught there for a couple of years.
By Springfield.
Right, south of Springfield on Route 29 there. And then I found out that there was a Latin position open in Fairfield, and Connie's folks were not in good health, and my folks were having health problems, and mm-hmm. so we found an opportunity to move back, and I taught here for 20 years.
Taught at FCHS for 20 years. Okay. So who was the administrator when you came in at FCHS?
Doug Horner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I've got to tell you, in my class, the class of 81, all the girls loved being in your class. All the guys hated it. Was there a reason for that?
I have no idea.
All right.
I wouldn't say that I was partial to girls. I had some wonderful male students,
right,
for lack of a better term.
Well, I'll tell you, in our class, the males kind of slacked off. So the girls were much smarter.
I had some outstanding students.
Okay. All right. We'll talk more with Rod Reed in just a few moments about his days at FCHS. We'll talk about Connie and the kids in just a few moments.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on the Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates from places like Gotzi's Restaurants, Patty's Share Magic, Simply Enough Scrubs and Stuff, and Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply. You can shop 24 hours a day and save a ton of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Rod Reed, FCHS instructor, and you're a farmer too, right?
Yes.
Okay. So are you still farming? You're still teaching, right?
I'm still teaching. I teach at Louisville Christian School, Full Armor, founded by our newly elected representative from this district.
Oh, okay.
And I sold the farm in 96,
okay,
and we moved to town, and I worked for Bill Robbins for 7 or 8 years. And
did you always farm?
All the years I taught here, I farmed.
When did you sleep?
Not very much.
Okay. All right. You worked at FCHS for 20 years. What was the best part about working at FCHS?
The students. I had wonderful students here. They were, many of them have gone on. I've taught doctors and lawyers and school administrators and
all kinds
of wonderful people.
Did any of them try to play any jokes on you?
Always.
Always. Did any get over on you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I will not elaborate on those.
Okay. All right. What made you decide quit teaching at FCHS? Was it just time or?
It was time to do something else, and I did. I worked at the country club for probably 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell me what an asset the country club is, because I understand what an asset it is.
You know, very few people realize how much the country club contributes to the community. I've been tagged as one of those rich guys that belong to the country club, and that's far from the truth. The hospital, the Shriners, the Chambers of Commerce, all use the country club for fundraising. And it's more than a place to go play golf. It's part of a community that is a good way to rest and relax and
get exercise
if you don't have a golf cart.
I don't know. If you play the golf the way I do, I swing a lot.
Well, yes. A lot of people swing a lot. At one time, I was fairly proficient, but not anymore.
Okay. What is it you love about golf? Is it just the peace and quiet or the nice walk spoiled? Or?
You can't think about anything else when you play golf. You must concentrate on the game of golf as if it were the only thing there was to do on the face of this earth. And it's
relaxing in that way. Is it relaxing in that way?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to Connie. When did you meet Connie?
Well, that's a strange occurrence. Oh. I was home on spring break, and Connie had just come home from Portland, Oregon, where she'd worked in the nursing facility in Portland. And my mother and her sister worked together at the hospital, and they introduced us. And it was love at first sight, I guess. I don't know. At any rate, we hit it off pretty well, and I was driving further into Chicago to see her than I would have been if we'd been in Sicily and Fairfield. So
okay.
it was a lasting thing, and we've been married 50 plus years,
and still a woman by your side, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. What about Adrian? Where's your son, Adrian?
My son Adrian is in Bloomington. He is a civil engineer and works for an engineering company, and he works in the Bloomington area. And he married a girl from Bloomington who is a professor at Indiana University. And they have two children, Lenny, Eleanor, and August.
Okay.
Charles Augustus.
Charles Augustus. Okay. All right, and was it hard for him in high school that you were a teacher?
It was harder for Megan than it was for Adrian.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because the kids would say to Megan, "Your dad." And she'd come home and say, "I heard it again, Dad."
But as I understood it, and as I understand it now, you were a teacher that... You knew what, as a student, you knew what was expected of you when you walked into the room.
Of course.
And that was like Mr. Bishop. You knew what he expected when class started.
That's correct.
Homework was assigned, and then you did your classwork. So let's talk about Megan. Where is Megan now?
Megan is in North Carolina, Franklin.
Okay.
She is... financial secretary and general secretary for two different churches.
Okay.
One is a Methodist and one is the Episcopalian.
Okay.
And I advised her not to get the two confused, but she loves it. And
okay.
Her husband works in the Forestry Service. He is the recreational director for the Nantahala National Forest.
Okay. And they have kids?
They have two children. Jacob is in college, and Daddy is a sophomore in high school.
Okay. So now, I'm going to ask you to tell me this story again, because I know this story. When Megan was born, what did you want her name to be?
Well, I have a weird sense of humor. We were going through names.
I thought it was genius.
We were going through names, and we had talked about Megan, and we'd talked about Jennifer, and we'd talked about several Irish names.
Right.
And finally I said, well, I think we ought to call her Paige. And my wife said, why in the world would you call your daughter Paige? And I said, well, being one who fills out various forms every day, we can make her middle name One. And that way, when she registers for college, it would be Reed Page One. And it follows the family tradition of English.
There you go. All right. I guess she's happy you didn't name her Page One.
Well, she's Megan Lee.
Megan Lee. Okay. Connie won out on that one, huh?
Connie won out.
Okay. All right. So now you're teaching up at Louisville. Are the students different?
It's a Christian school. The students are great. They are interested in learning. They're attentive. They are personable. And it's good to be back teaching.
Okay. All right. How long are you going to teach this time? As long as they want you?
As long as my health holds out.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And as long as they want me, of course.
Okay.
It's hard to
and
teach where you're not wanted.
As long as you make the drive, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Rod, it's been good to talk to you. It's all over now. See, it wasn't that hard, was it?
No, it's pretty good.
Okay. All right. We've been talking to Rod Reed today on Meet Your Neighbor, Fairfield farmer and teacher and golf pro, because you're out at the pro shop. Right. Yeah, you're out at the pro shop.
Okay.
So that makes you a golf pro. That's Meet Your Neighbor for today.